Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi, welcome back. So, this program is called Leaked. My name is Barry, and today we're talking about food. And so, here's a thought. How much food do you guys waste? So today we'll be talking about food waste. It's not really like an interesting topic, or like it's not really something that everyone think about. But in the back of our mind, we do always talk about it every day. So for example, our parents would say, hey, stop wasting food. Eat everything on your plate. Or someone would just be like, oh, if you're not going to eat that portion, I'll eat it for you. It's just like lately, it's just becoming a bigger and bigger problem. I don't know. It feels like I usually just gobble up everything on my plate. So it's just like not really a lot of food wastage, but like according to a lot of academics, it's a big issue. But it's just like, so how have you guys been? It's just, I just came back from Wellington and from the weekend, and holy damn, that flight was really choppy. It's just like, and a lightning strike like hit our plane and stuff. It's just like, I am very glad that I'm back here in Auckland, and it's just like my 2 feet are back on solid ground. So it's like today we talk about food waste. So according to I don't really know, it's just so according to the internet, or like a few academics, it's basically food that's discarded or lost because it's uneaten. So it's basically anything that's not used. So it could be I was looking at like what they consider as food waste. So pumpkin skin is considered as food waste. Potato peels, it's kind of interesting. Any like food crust, that's considered as a lot of food waste as well. I don't know if you eat food, the bread crust, but it's like I usually do. And then, yeah, it's just like it's kind of a big wastage. So we'll get on to the topic. So globally, there's basically like at least a third, or like a half of our food is actually wasted, being produced or being consumed or being sold. It's just like it never, from the farm, it doesn't really end up into our stomach. So it's like what happens is that there's a lot of spoilage, and there's a lot of issues with these problems, because as we all know, it's just like food is such a necessity. We have to eat it every day, and everyone needs it. And we have to, like, some people eat it like 3 or 4 times, have 3 or 4 times of meal a day. So it's just like you can't really go without food. So they were looking at it. So I'll just read through. So it's just like in a developed, so there are different like behaviors between the developed world and also the developing world. Sorry. In the developed world, it seems like people tend to waste food in their house, so household food waste, so tend to not eat food, or tend to kind of discard things because it's got a wrong label, or they just don't perceive it, or they don't have that drive or edit, or they don't want to eat it, like essentially. So it's just like they don't want to eat the leftovers. Where in the developing world, it seems like most of the food is actually wasted during production. So for example, like in farming, because of like spoilage, because of like climate conditions and also pests, that's when food is wasted the most. So it's just like there's a difference between the developing world and also the developed world. And there are so many different stages that it's just like people go through. That how food can be wasted. So there are 4 stages that people have identified. So in the growers is the first one, producers, retailers, and also consumers. And it's just like, I really think that we should really work on it, because like food waste is becoming more and more of an issue because like the growing population of the whole world. So it's like now it's like hitting around 8 billion. And there's not enough food, and also like our climate is changing. We should really look into it and see like what could we really do. But it's just like before I head on to these issues and the causes of food waste, I'll just take a little short break, and I will be back with you soon.
Say, hey, 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 now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. I put the house on you, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not.
Games, are we too grown to play around? Young enough to chase, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? Ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh, trying to do what love was through. Ooh.
That was a new song from Maroon 5. So now we're looking at food waste, and let's just look at the different, there's so many different causes. Of course, we'll just look at the four different stages that I said before. So there's the growers, producers, retailers, and also consumers. I remember when I was back at uni, when I was doing my undergrad, it was just like there was a lecturer that was constantly on about food waste. So that was her specialty, and she would just like talk about how like we're wasting so much food, we need to utilize everything. And it was just like, sometimes it really depends, I think, like in the situation, because like there are different, the quality of food is obviously, it's just like decreasing. When you see a food spoiling, it's probably not that good for consumption. So it really depends. I mean, I guess we might be living in academics that talks about these issues, maybe like living in a ivory tower doesn't really know the situation. But like, of course, it's like people don't want to waste food, but it's just like it really depends. Sometimes the quality and nutrition and stuff is just like have depleted so much, it's probably best to waste and not to waste. So it's just like, I'll talk about that later. It's just like after we talk about the causes of food waste. So during production, as we all know, this is talk about the farming side. So it's just like when food is being produced. Usually food are wasted because of pest, and also sometimes because it doesn't ripe on time. So in these situations, food would be wasted because they're not picked at the right time. So for example, if we're picking apples and then food, if the apples aren't ripe or like basically like in a good condition with the other apples, it wouldn't be picked, and then they get forgotten, and then they will just let there to be rot. So that's one of the causes. And then, so severe weather. So just like right now, there's hurricane happening in the Caribbean and also in the States. And then, like, usually in the south part of America, that's where, like, agriculture is actually, like, thriving. It's just like when you have a hurricane or tropical storms, food usually basically can't stand it, and then that's how food is wasted. So, like, basically a few weeks ago, or no, maybe a few months actually, it's just like how the kuma prices are really high is because of the severe weather that we're having. It's just like, basically, it's just like the water is drowning the roots of the kuma, and then that's why it's just like the prices have gone really high. So that's the production side. It's just like when the fresh fruits and vegetables aren't actually having a good enough a standard, and then it's just like basically being depleted or basically being destroyed. And then in the food processing side, it's basically like when there's it happens sometimes it's because it's not desirable, and then like sometimes it's just like if there's spoilage as well, it's just like basically if there was something that went wrong in the production, the whole thing needs to go. So it's just like, it's about consumer safety, I guess. And you have to look at everything else, and basically the extreme temperature, humidity, and also like microbiology, and also all these like chemical, it's basically like kind of a bit of a hazard issue. I mean, I'm pretty okay with like food processing and also like the production when food is wasted, because it's to ensure that everyone's actually having like particularly healthy food to consume. But like, I guess like the first two, it's understandable. But now it's just like when it comes to retail and also the consumer side, this is a bit interesting now. So in retail, food is sometimes destroyed during transportation, for example, because they don't have set the right temperature. For example, a van with milk, not set at the right temperature. And then after like a really warm day, it's just like obviously like dairy products will be spoiled. And then like the bottling, and also like the way how they handle different food products. So such as putting, I can't really think of like a food product at the moment, but maybe like putting like beer or something where it's not supposed to have direct sunlight, and then you put it like somewhere that's got like plenty of sun, and then that's like when the quality of the beer basically gets destroyed. That's why when we see the packaging and also the bottle, it's really like it's brownish, because it's trying to stop like sunlight going into the food product. So that's how like some of the reasons why retailers might increase the food waste is because they don't really store it properly, or they don't transport it properly. And then, so last but not least, it's us. So the consumption side. So I don't know about you guys, but like in our family, we tend to hoard quite a lot of food. I think it's because like my mom just like tend to just buy a lot of food products, and then she just loves cooking. Every time when my brother and I go back to Wellington, she would buy a lot of food, and to make sure that we're having like a feast, and then just like a banquet, like tons of food, just buying heaps of vegetables and meat, and making sure that we are full to the brim. And it's, I guess it's kind of like a interesting thing. I mean, it's, I love her totally, but it's just like at the same time, it's just like it's wasting a lot of food, because like after we leave, there's tons of leftovers, and then like her and dad can't finish it. So that's another way of causing like food waste. So basically like over preparing, stocking, and also just not, basically it's just like not managing it properly, I guess. And also there's like other ways as well, such as like not cooking it properly. So when you're burning food, or basically it's just like when you overcook food, it's just like it's not really good to consume it, such as like making burnt toast. Some people would just chuck it out, and then some people would just like scrape off the burnt parts. So that's like another way of like kind of causing food waste. And yeah, it's just like, and also like not storing it properly, such as, I don't know, like for example, like kind of like apple that's kind of like browning because they don't kind of like wrap it properly. It's just like that's like another way of basically like adding into the food waste. So yeah, it's just like those are the four different ways. And then now I'll just like take a really short break, and I'll be back with you with another song. I'll see you guys soon.
Oh, same eyes blue, same white shirt, couple more tattoos. But it's not you and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can't touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. Fridge light washes this room white. Moon dances over your good side. This was all we used to need. Tongue-tied like we've never known, telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. To remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. I'm just trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat.
So, welcome back to Leaked. So this week we talk about food waste. So it's like, before we were talking about like the four different processes, or sorry, the four stages of like, four different stages where you could, waste food. And then I was just like, we're looking into New Zealand context. So it's just like a few years ago, there was a study that's done on about new, food waste in New Zealand. And it's definitely one of the environmental issue because like it's basically, it involves like different actors into this. So there's industry, there's us, the individuals, and also the government. And it's just like food waste is just like becoming more and more of a problem because like, I guess maybe because like we're getting more rich, or maybe it's just like we don't know how to look after our food. So that's why it's just like, oh, it's becoming a bit of a problem. So this is like looking at the report. It said that the average New Zealand household wastes around $563 every year. And that's around 79 kilos of food. So this could feed up to 262,917 people per year. So that's basically double the size of Dunedin. And it's just like looking at it, it's just like, whoa, that's definitely a lot of people that we could be feeding every year. And they looked at the top 10 different foods that's wasted in 2015. So bread was number one, being wasted around 10%. There are a lot of reasons why food bread is wasted. A, partly because it gets really moldy because we don't eat it in time. And then maybe because of humidity. The best place is definitely to place it in the fridge and also the freezer instead of our cupboards. And people tend to throw out the crust and also the ends of it. I quite like the crust. So it's just like, I don't know why people cut out the crust, but like it's kind of quite nice. And then the second would be leftovers. Third is potatoes. Fourth is apples. Poultry is number five. Bananas, lettuce, oranges, and also pumpkin. This is a bit different. Okay. I don't really agree with number nine, pumpkin, because it mentions about pumpkin skin. And it's just like, well, it really depends on how you prepare it. And it's just like not a lot of people actually eat pumpkin skin. I quite like pumpkin skin. So it's just like when you roast it, but definitely not like when you kind of like boil the pumpkin. It's just, it's not really that tasty, I guess. And number 10 is carrots. So, like, in a New Zealand context, like, how much food do you guys actually waste? Like, do you guys agree with this top 10 list? Okay, and then, so that's the New Zealand context, but we'll look into, like, the other side of the world, where in France, they actually have a law that forbids supermarkets to actually chuck food that's actually good for consumers. I will play you this song, and I will be back in a bit. Basically like implemented a law, I think it was last year or this year, that's saying that they forbid food waste in the supermarket. So basically food products that consumable or like still edible that they cannot chuck out in the bin. So this is, I don't know if this is like kind of like a yay moment or just like, we'll think about it. Because like, so basically there's a, France became the first country in the world to ban supermarkets from throwing away food or destroying unsold food that's consumable or that's edible to consumers. And it basically like asking them that please donate it to charities or food banks where people could basically utilize like the unsold food products. And it's usually towards larger shops, so bigger supermarkets. So it's not really targeting small sellers. There's definitely a requirement. I think it was like talking about how the shop needs to be at least 400. Wait, I'll just have a quick look. I think it was like 400 steps or something. There was something about the size of the shop does determine whether if you fall into this or not. And it basically discourages people from wasting food products that's edible. So basically like when it mentions about basically the package when it said best before blah, blah, blah. And for example, like best before the 11th of September 2017, that's still basically consumable, still edible in 12th and also the 13th. So that's those are the type of food that will be donated. And it will still follow basically like the guidelines and also a regulation saying it still needs to have like the label. It cannot be basically it still needs to be in a really good standard when you're giving it away to charity. So it's like it's kind of good. But also at the same time, there is a lot of like people like saying it's just like whether if this is a good idea or not. Because like yes, we're donating like the access to like these charities and also food banks, but it also like causes more problems because like basically it raises whether there was actually like a concern if you're donating all these food products that's best before, it's more likely that it's not really highly nutritious or it's highly preserved. So it's very unlikely that it's going to be like milk or basically vegetables because it's likely to be sold on the day. So it's kind of, you're giving food products to the food bank and also charities. But at the same time, it's just like you're not really giving like the super standard according to like these reports. So it's not really solving the issue. Yes, we're kind of cutting back food waste. But at the same time, you're not really solving food insecurity. It's like a lot of arguments saying that food waste kind of ties into food insecurity. It's just like instead of wasting our food, putting it in the dump, and then it's just like pretend nothing had happened, we should give it to like these people to consume. But at the same time, it's just like sometimes like these food products may not be the right food, such as like really refined. I don't know, like for example, like when the Americans gave a lot of wheat and also dairy products and to like certain countries where they actually don't eat a lot of wheat, they tend to eat rice and also they're lactose intolerant. If you give them like dairy products, it doesn't really help. So it's like it's really interesting. So like to see whether if like this is actually that useful. I don't know like what New Zealand thinks, but it's just like it's like the more I read into it, it's actually like yes but no at the same time. And then, so it's just like, so there's like basically an issue of the quality of the food, maybe slightly older and it's slightly to be less quality. And also like the choice of the food products will definitely be limited. So, basically, like I said before, for example, like dairy products and also, wheat based product is just like, if it's not the type of food, you don't tend to eat it. So it's just like, yes, it looks good, but at the same time, it doesn't. And, yeah, it's just like, I don't know what you guys think, but it's just like, I will leave it at that this week and I will come back to you guys next week and we'll talk about a different food issue. See you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to Leaked, a program about food news around the community. If you missed this program or want to hear it again, check out planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. That's L-E-E-K-E.